We're going to be talking some. We're going to be talking about some fun things that are coming in the area next week. We have the executive director for the Children Advocacy Center of Bristol County, Michelle Loranger, is joining us this. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been a couple of years since we haven't been here.
It has been a couple of years. You're right.
Every time you come in here, we always enjoy having you here in the studio. You're a very busy lady. Before we get into the fun things going on, a little background on who you are.
Sure. I'm the executive director of the Children's Advocacy Center, which is an agency that is physically located in Fall River. And one of the reasons why I love to come up here is share with the listeners here up in Attleboro, in the greater Attleboro area, that while we are physically located in Fall River, we are serving the children and families in this area. People kind of, it's a little bit of a misnomer. And while it's been a couple of years since we have been on the air together, the Children's Advocacy Center's presence in Attleboro is constant. We work very, very closely with Chief Hegney and the amazing law enforcement detectives of Attleboro Police and the other surrounding Bristol County towns. And we work very, very closely together to make sure that children who may be victims of abuse get the best coordinated investigative process, as well as connected to services here in the Attleboro area. We're working with many, many providers in this area. But one of the most important things that we're doing in this area is really addressing education, awareness, and prevention.
Yeah, and as you were here last time, a lot of people know about this, of course. Some of these youngsters out there who are abused, and it doesn't really have to be their own loved ones, their parents. It could be strangers, it could be, an uncle, it could be a sibling as well. I mean, I'm sure that there are cases out there that you see, Dr. Phil talks about these things a lot of times as well, about some people, the older, even some of the younger people may be abusing their own siblings as well.
That's right. This is a really complicated issue. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity because this is a part of our educating the greater Attleboro area around the issue of child abuse. More specifically, the Children's Advocacy Center, or I'll use the acronym CAC. The CAC really wants to educate folks around the issue of child sexual abuse. We have had an 85% increase in the number of cases that we are seeing at the CAC since we are our inception back in 2007. And I believe that some of this is got to do with awareness and education. Good awareness and education and prevention actually increases, and you usually have a spike in the incidents when that happens. There are some dynamics that we know about child sexual abuse. More than 90% of those that are sexually abusing children are known, loved, and trusted by that victim. It has huge implications for kids coming forward, for not telling, wanting to protect people that while they're being harmed by them, they still love them. Sometimes they're threatened and shamed into not telling. So these are the things that are really important that we try to convey some of the dynamics as I talked about it. And how to address those, some of our messaging to families. And ironically, we learned so much. We're on path to have more than 600 families come through the Children's Advocacy Center this year. And we learn a lot about them. And that informs our messaging to folks. Talk early and talk often to your children. You want to normalize the conversation about safety of your personal body parts and not make it a scary topic. We think nothing of teaching a child to put a bike helmet on when they're out riding their bike. And we say so matter-of-factly, hold my hand when you're crossing the street, sure. Hold mommy's hand, hold auntie's hand. We have to normalize the conversation about protection of our personal body parts just as much during bath time, that it's okay for the doctor to make sure that things are healthy. Who is allowed to be able to ensure the safety of your parents and caregivers within reason. So at the Children's Advocacy Center, we have a prevention brochure that is available on our website. But we also welcome the opportunity to be at any tabling event where we can hand out information to parenting adults, caregivers of children. We have an interactive coloring book that, again, when you're sitting down coloring with your child or coloring with a child, you can normalize this conversation about personal body safety.
Yeah, I think that's also important. I have seen your website many, many times, and it is very thorough. You also have a great staff there as well. You know, you've got men and women who deal with these issues every single day, who get out. Now, you are some of the children and their parents, are they sometimes reluctant to come in, or do you most of the time go out to them, you know, and it's done confidentially? Everything is done in confidence.
That's a great question. And first, let me just say, the staff at the Children's Advocacy Center is simply amazing. You know, the adage, it takes a village.
Yeah.
And collaboration is so alive and well at the Children's Advocacy Center. The work that we do there is not easy work. You have to be committed to the protection of children and families, and the staff are just doing amazing work there. So I want to acknowledge all of the staff there. And, you know, the way children and families come to the Children's Advocacy Center is that a child has to have made some type of indication or outcry that they're being harmed. Typically, the point of entry into the Children's Advocacy Center is that there's an agency with investigative responsibilities, either DCF, mm-hmm. law enforcement where a potential crime may have happened,
right.
or the district attorney's office will make a referral to us because someone has called them and alerted to them that there's a need for an investigation. We want to make sure that if something has happened to a child, that we are coordinating everyone that needs to know the information in one place. We don't want that child to have to talk about what happened to them again and again and again and cause re-traumatization of the issue and of the harm that they may have received. We're also making sure that when kids have been subjected to traumatic experiences at the hands of someone they know, love, and trust, and they are brave enough to come forward, that we're making sure we're connecting them to appropriate services in their community of origin. And so we have a service coordinator, we have a family advocate, we have child forensic interviewers, we mm-hmm. have a pediatric sexual assault nurse examiner. So we have specialized positions that are addressing all of this need for service connection. And then, of course, we have an education and outreach coordinator who's addressing the prevention and education in the communities.
Yeah, and you deal with many police officers, chiefs, lieutenants, you mm-hmm. know, including Kyle Hegney here in Attleboro. But you also deal with, you know, as you said, district attorney. You've got Tom Quinn. You've
Correct.
Got Tommy Hodgson, you know, who is not too far from you guys as well down in the Bristol County Sheriff there. I know, you know, I've been good friends with Sheriff Hodgson for many, many years, and he was just here in Attleboro a couple of weeks ago at the senior center, talked about some of the scams, but then he also did talk about some of the issues with children as well.
Sure.
You know, and you've got all of these heavy hitters that are also helping your agency all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. We work in partnership.
Yeah.
You know, a good investigative process on the front end lends to a better outcome in prosecution in terms of the preparedness. Of course, we have no say those cases that where, in fact, a crime has been committed and its outcome and its trajectory down the criminal justice system, mm-hmm. whether, you know, the defendant takes a plea deal or whether it goes to trial and what the jury of our peers make a determination. But making sure that we are engaged in, you know, this is not a new topic. Mm-hmm. The whole Children's Advocacy Center movement has been around for more than 30 years. There's research behind best practices. Mm-hmm. There's evidence behind what's a better way to do things so that we can make sure that we're doing right by kids and families who have been victims of a crime or where there are child protective issues in place. So we work very, very closely with District Attorney Tom Quinn and the Special Victims Unit. Again, all who have specialization in this. The Attleboro Police Department is a wonderful partner with us under the leadership of Chief Hegney and the Detective Division. I'm very, very lucky and very, very blessed to lead an agency that has a mission to help children. And even our legislative delegation throughout the county, but particularly even the northern part of the county, has just been spectacular in making sure that our services continue. It is a nonpartisan issue to protect children.
Yeah, you talked about, legislative people out there. You know, you've worked with, many representatives, Betty Poria. But then you also recently got a new mayor, JCL Correo, 24-year-old gentleman who just won his election. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But we got another update on the traffic out there on the roadways. Once again, we had to head back out to Gina Brown. Gina?
Well, we're looking pretty good. We've been seeing some heavy traffic, but most of it has really pretty much been just busyness, no accidents. We had a couple in downtown Providence at 146 and Route 6, but those are clear. 95 South is still heavy from Lonsdale Avenue, but not bad. 95 Southbound is slow from 152 to 295. Northbound side looks fine from the state line all the way up to Canton now. Now, there is a crash being reported 95 Northbound before 128, so we've got some slow traffic in Canton. Expressway full and overflowing, but no crashes. 495 looks better in Rentham. We're heavy, though, from Milford up to the Mass Pike. Next report coming up. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. Talking with Michelle Loranger here in studio with us from the Children's Advocacy Center, we're talking about all the abuses with child abuse, and we are going to talk about the wing eating contest. But I was mentioning to Michelle that their company, their organization is down in Fall River, where 24-year-old JCL Correo just became the new mayor there. And we were saying that, yes, he is the youngest mayor, but I think Kevin Dumas was, at the time when he became mayor back in 2003, 2004, he was in his mid-20s as well.
That's right, yes. And I have to say, the mayors of our four urban communities, New Bedford, Fall River, Taunton, and Attleboro, again, our mission is compelling. People want to do right. And Mayor Dumas, we're looking forward to yet another year where we're going to be holding a proclamation. Mayor Dumas will be holding the proclamation in partnership with us, as well as New Hope. New Hope is the adult sexual assault responder, and it makes sense that with April being child abuse prevention and sexual assault awareness, that we partner with our colleagues at New Hope and Mayor Dumas, who will proclaim April as Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month with the Children's Advocacy Center and New Hope. Again, it takes a village within the Children's Advocacy Center, and it takes a village in the community of Bristol County to raise awareness and for all of us to partner to say that we will not tolerate or accept children being harmed emotionally, physically, or sexually. And so we're just really grateful for Mayor Dumas's support of the Children's Advocacy Center. He will read a proclamation at a ceremony on April 1st, Friday, April 1st at 9 a.m. In the city council chambers. So this is open to anyone who really just wants to join the, it's a very brief event, but it's an opportunity to take a stand and be part of the solution. Come and pick up some information in some of our prevention materials, and come to support not only the Children's Advocacy Center, but to support Mayor Dumas and his support of us in our mission to help protect children.
And it's not the first time that he's done this, and it's not the first time that he's had this affair at City Hall.
That's correct. We have longstanding support from Mayor Dumas, which is really, really wonderful.
The we've had the mayor in here many, many times. He's a frequent guest every once in a while, plus a good friend of mine as well. How busy all of these people are, they do make the time to be at certain places. Especially a lot of the times, you still have some of the areas, including Attleboro, that has the DARE graduations. Some of the towns didn't have the money for it. I know Rehoboth got rid of it some years ago, but Attleboro somehow just kept it. I know, and Mayor Dumas always tries to get to every single one. And you know, it's the good thing about some of these DARE programs. When I was videotaping it for Comcast and Inland Cable back in the 80s and 90s, you know, it was always, you know, the drugs and alcohol. And now they're talking about bullying, sexual abuse things, and it all comes together with your organization.
Well, DARE is so paramountly important now when you look at the opioid crisis and educating, and of course the bill that was just signed by Governor Baker addresses the need for education. So Attleboro is wise beyond its years to keep the DARE program. And it's interesting because I'm aware that Attleboro keeps it. The Children's Advocacy Center has a very important legislative breakfast that we held back in January. Again, amazing support from our legislative delegation. And I was aware that Chief Hegney was going to miss the event because he was speaking at the DARE graduation. So I got him to divide himself in two. And do half and half, which was wonderful because Chief Hegney is so supportive. But it's so important for him to be at the Attleboro DARE graduation with the kids who need some really important information about that. So that's, you know, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I've known Chief Hegney even when he was in his early 20s, you know, and he was always, you know, always helping out different people, you know, always around, always helping. And then all of a sudden, you know, we see him on the police force, and then all of a sudden he becomes chief, and it's like, wow. I mean, you know, Kyle has been doing a terrific job as chief, and he also supports. You see him, especially at the programs, at the DARE graduations, always helping the kids. They always asking him questions, you know. And one question, one boy asked him at one time and said, you know, can I try that hat on? You know, it's too big. It looks too big for you. And Kyle put the hat on him.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
But he, you know, and he makes it available. He makes himself available, as well as a Fire Chief Scott LaChance.
Sure.
You know, he's been doing a great job. I mean, as you said, you've got all these people coming in, helping out the Children's Advocacy Center. One other item that you're also here for is a fun event that you're going to be here for. We're going to talk a little bit more about this fun event that's coming up next week with Michelle coming up in just a moment.
Stonehill College History professor and popular speaker Dr. Gary Highlander will present the 1916 re-election of President Wilson on April 14th at 7 p.m. at the Taunton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will discuss how President Wilson defeated Supreme Court Justice Charles Evan Hughes on a promise of keeping us out of World War I and the Mexican Civil War. Dr. Highlander's talks always fill up, so pre-register and arrive early. You can pre-register by calling the library at 508-821-1410. That's 508-821-1410.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Stonehill College history professor and popular speaker Dr. Gary Highlander is returning to the Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro. Dr. Highlander will present his talk, Go West, Young Man, Go West. The discussion will cover how the United States expanded after the Louisiana Purchase. Some of the states highlighted will be Texas, California, Alaska, and Hawaii. The talk will take place on two dates, March 17th at 7 p.m. and March 31st at 7 p.m. Reservations are required since space is very limited. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
All right, back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about a very good event, a fun event, which is taking place next week. Every year. Now, how many years has the wing eating contest
gone? This is our seventh year doing the wing eating contest.
Now, as we talked about, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks here at the studio, the wing eating contest is it's a fun, free event at Whites of Westport. It's not for the public to eat the chicken wings. Tell the people basically this is all about.
Well, with April being Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness, and given that this is, you know, we represent services to all of the county, it's a fun way for us to kick off with our partners in law enforcement and first responders. The April events. April is a very, very busy month for us. Again, it's an opportunity for us to raise even more awareness. You know, we should be doing this 12 months out of the year, but realistically, we have to do events during the nationally proclaimed month of Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness. So for 7 years, just before we kick off the month again with the various proclamations, we invite our law enforcement colleagues to put together a team. And it's a relay type event, so we have 14 teams, so we will have seven heats of folks competing against each other. And we have typically used what I call the Thanksgiving Day style. We've created some rivalries here. So Attleboro and Taunton, for 3 years, this will be their fourth year competing against each other, where five Attleboro law enforcement colleagues will compete against five Taunton Attleboro colleagues, and it's a relay style. They have to eat four wings. There's officials that make sure that they're chewing all of the chicken meat, that they're swallowing it before the next one can move on. It's yeah. really a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've got, there's a video on your site that there's a young lady there as serving as your referee.
That's correct. That's my colleague from down, actually, who runs the Barnstable County Children's Advocacy Center. So she is helpful. And the other person who is the official was the person who developed the idea of a hot wing eating contest, John Mello from Rose Alley down in the New Bedford waterfront area. And it was Rose Alley that invited us to have a wing eating contest in their restaurant back 7 years ago. And we did it for the first 3 years at Rose Alley. And I'm happy to say we've outgrown it, and the interest in it and the number of teams. It started off with a Fall River New Bedford event in the first couple of years, but it has grown exponentially. And it's awesome because we can include our friends and colleagues from the Attleboro area. And as you can imagine, the gentlemen take it very seriously, and they want to bring that trophy back to their various police stations and police departments and proclaim themselves the winner of their rival.
Do they get, what do they get? I mean, they get bragging rights, that is for sure.
And that is priceless, you know, Dominic.
You're not kidding. You know, and it goes to various stages, the chicken wings, various sauces on it at all?
No, it's pretty consistent. Okay. And I leave that up. We do it at Whites of Westport. Mm-hmm. They sponsor this event and they're in charge. You know, they don't want to injure anyone.
Right, yeah.
So I think that they're somewhat between mild and medium.
Yeah.
Because they have to eat four or five of them and quickly. So it's just a really great event, and it's important. It's for us to engage our partners who are doing the tough work with us each and every day to come together, have some fun, and kick off the event. The event is free to the public, and we would love, but we do have an auction to raise some money. We are a private nonprofit 501c3 organization, so we are dependent upon public support from the public to help us continue our services. Each team has a small entry fee to participate, and then we have a kind of a Chinese auction at the event to raise some money.
Yeah, then, of course, people who do come to this free event, they can order food there anyways, you know, from their pub style, their lounge there in the, as well.
That's right.
I think Whites of Westport is, you know, that has been doing this now for a few years with you people, which I think it's great because they've got, you know, they got plenty of room. They got the plenty of the free parking out there right off 195, right on the water. And the good thing about this, I'm glad you said that, you know, it's, you know, it's a kind of a mild type of thing because you don't really want the rescue personnel from Westport to coming in and taking in their fellow people out there, their fellow public
service.
Last year, speaking of Attleboro, last couple of years, Attleboro has actually beaten Taunton, but last year, not so much.
That's right. So in the 3-year history that Attleboro Police Department has been participating, they lost their 2-year run last year with Taunton.
Come on, Kyle, get your guys up there now and win. Come on.
It's such a great event, and you know, I've always talking to the Chiefs to use enticements for their guys to win, you know, comp time, you know, fun stuff like that. So I don't think they need any enticements because let me tell you, each team really wants to win and have those bragging rights. But at the end of the day, it's just a fun event. And everyone's there in support of the Children's Advocacy Center and our passion, quite frankly, to protect children and raise awareness of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
And looking at the video last couple of years, there's a lot of napkins going around, especially
on that. It's so true. It's so true.
You need it. You know, wet ones, wet ones.
Sauce down to the chin.
Exactly. But there are also a lot of other things going on. You've got some music. You've got a gentleman, Polish Bob, is back again this year?
That's correct. We have a live band. And what's so wonderful is that Polish Bob is a representative from is a first responder from Westport Fire Department. And we actually have some increased participation from fire departments. This is the last year that we think we're going to actually carry out the tradition of having a Thanksgiving style where we are putting one team against the other. There is such interest in having other fire departments or paramedic teams from Bristol County participate that we're probably going to go to a bracket style next year and allow more. We're going to have multiple contests going on at one time, and we're kind of in the very, very early planning stages, but we'll have a series of police departments competing against each other and a series of fire departments who have really, we've had folks from Rhode Island jurisdictions want to come into the event. It's got that much traction.
Almost kind of like a March Madness going on.
Exactly. It's brackets. That's exactly. And so we're working towards that. We will crown a sole winner for the police departments in Bristol County and a sole winner for the fire departments in Bristol County. So we're moving towards that type of kind of competition next year because of the interest in the event.
You know, something when you mentioned that, I was thinking, like, it would be nice to see some of the chiefs in the department. Departments going head to head, or some of the mayors, or like Tom Hodgson going against Tom Quinn, or so, you know, some of the high end people out there.
That's right.
Because they get involved, you know, in their local community. But and it, like I said, it's a free event. This is the 7th year.
That's correct.
My God, it's already been 7 years. As you mentioned, it is Whites of Westport has been doing great. You're also going to be doing, is it Fun 107 down in that area?
That's
does a
correct.
Broadcast there as well?
Yes. Fun 107's been a wonderful supporter of us as well. And so Michael Rock from the morning show down in the Fairhaven area, he helps moderate kind of the event and get the teams up there. And he does a live broadcast from the event. So, again, it's just, you know, Bristol County runs from Attleboro, North Attleboro, Easton, and Mansfield all the way down to Fairhaven. And again, that's why I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be here today is to just, you know, share about the work from the Children's Advocacy Center, talk about events to engage our colleagues in the area up here in the greater Attleboro area, as well as our folks down in the southern parts of the county.
All right, we got Michelle here for a bit this morning. They're talking about this great wing-eating contest going down at Whites of Westport next Thursday at 6 p.m. Right now, Gina Brown is with us once again as she wraps things up on the roadways. Gina.
Well, we're looking pretty good. We've had a noticeable absence of accidents this morning, which is never a bad thing. 95 from the state line all the way up through Foxborough, through Sharon. Looking good. Just a little touch of the brakes getting through Canton. 95 southbound of 295, a little slight dip in the speed limit. Route 1 busy between Attleboro and Norwood, but nothing unusually heavy. North Main, the last holdout with the big delays into and around Attleboro. We've seen some easing getting into downtown Providence on 95 South. Expect some heavy traffic around exit 25. 495 North remains a little slow coming up out of Milford toward the Mass Pike. Full but not overflowing on the expressway inbound to Boston. 24 Northbound is still slow getting through Randolph. Now, I am seeing that there's an accident here at the Bourne Bridge, so you want to use some caution over there. State police on scene. 195, though, looking good from the Rhode Island state line all the way out to 495. Next report coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. All right, Jim Corbin's going to join us in just a couple more minutes with another update on the weather forecast. Michelle Laranger is the executive director for the Children's Advocacy Center. That's a heck of a big thing to say five times fast.
You're doing a spectacular job at pronouncing it. It is a tongue twister for some, darling.
Now, imagine if you said that while eating chicken wings. Like, what? Want to say that again?
It speaks to our work together for the last couple of years because folks kind of stumble upon it for a little while, but you've mastered it.
Thank you. When I say it here, I always say it slow. The Children's Advocacy Center of Bristol County.
That's exactly how you have to do it.
You have to say it. If you say Children's Advocacy, what? Say that, you know, it's you know,
or the CAC.
The CAC of BC.org is your website.
That's absolutely right.
Tell a little about, you know, how people can get in touch. If they do have problems out there or there's something going on, how they can get in touch with any of the people there.
Sure. So last year about this time, we launched a much improved, robust website that I'm really proud, and thank you for sharing the website address, because it has a lot of really important information for the public to understand signs and symptoms, mm-hmm. things to look for, helpful hints. For those parents and guardians who have to unfortunately leverage our services because there's some suspicion that their child has been harmed, there's a parent guardian tab mm-hmm. there, you know, kind of what to expect, frequently asked questions, those types of things. So there's a wealth of education and prevention information. Folks can download the prevention mm-hmm. brochure. We also have the prevention brochure in Spanish and Portuguese, which is also available in those languages. So our website is meant to be informative, but also a tool for Bristol County to learn more about how to keep their children safe. And one of the other things that I haven't mentioned yet, Dominic, is that while to access our services for a coordinated investigation, that is what we call a closed referral service. So, what I want people to know is that we act as an information clearinghouse. And what I mean by that is if people don't know how to navigate or have concerns, they can call us to ask questions, run something by us. Mm-hmm. How do I deal with this? We're there to support Bristol County in whatever is needed. A consumer couldn't call me and say, Michelle, I'm really concerned about my child, or my child said thus and such. Mm-hmm. What I would do regarding that is help them navigate how to put that information in the hands of an agency with investigative responsibilities. Right. And the case would ultimately come to us. But again, we act as a information resource to anyone who calls us. Connection to mental health and counseling services. We work very, very closely with counseling agencies throughout Bristol County. We've actually been acting as a regional coordinating entity and offering free training to numerous counseling agencies to help them get training in what we call evidence-based treatment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I use this analogy that if folks had a cardiac or a heart problem, we wouldn't send them to see a podiatrist.
Right.
And we want to make sure that with kids and families that come through the Children's Advocacy Center are getting connected to the best services possible. So we work really, really hard to have relationships and ongoing relationships with those providers. learn about what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then help them enhance their capacity and their competencies so that when we send our kids and families to them in Attleboro, in Easton, in Fall River, mm-hmm. in New Bedford, that we know that they're getting the best of the best.
And people need to realize that looking at the website, in fact, I have it up now, it just keeps the pictures just keep moving and moving a lot. You know, when you first go onto that website, there's a beautiful little girl that is right there. And then there's a bunch of people in there, there's families, but there's everything. It talks about child abuse, about all of the people that work with you, your board of directors, the education and outreach. Also talks about some of the events like, you know, the Child Abuse Prevention Month, the wing eating contest going on, and a tab about parents and guardians. So there's a lot of things on there that you can see. You know, your mission is out there, and you're also on the Facebook. But there's also another important thing on your website if they want to donate to the CAC as well.
Absolutely. Equally as important, we can't continue our services. Mm. You know, we have a public-private partnership to continue our work going. We do get a very small amount of support right. from the state of Massachusetts. The work that we're doing is public safety, public health mm-hmm. related. And so we do have a small amount of funding. We have to raise an equal amount of support from the folks in the community who know that keeping kids safe and healthy is going to help us raise a generation of healthy adults. There's a very profound piece of research called the ACEs, the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, that really speaks to the impact of childhood trauma and its lifelong implications. So we work really, really hard at education and outreach, all of which is privately funded. So we are very welcoming of support and donations, and certainly through our website, folks can support us through donating on our website, attending the wing eating event, and buying raffle tickets. And there are various ways that they can offer support. We have our Race Against Child Abuse Kentucky Derby Gala uh-huh. coming up on May 7th. That is our gala event. That's another very fun event. We focus it around the running of the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And folks can wear their hats and come adorned with their derby attire and join us and have fun and offer support to us on May 7th. Mm-hmm. Again, that is going to be at Rachel's down in the Dartmouth area.
Right, Rachel's Lakeside up on State Road down in Dartmouth.
That's correct.
All right, meteorologist Jim Corbin is also joining us once again with our next look at the weather forecast for us. Jim.
Well, Don, quick update. We've got a couple of light showers in the area, mainly to the north of Attleboro, coming across from the west, from Cumberland, headed towards, it looks like, just north of Taunton. Just barely enough to wet the ground. That's about it. The main story today is a lot of clouds and also mild temperatures, up near 60 this afternoon. That won't be realized, though, until probably 3 o'clock or so, but at least it is not going to be cold. Then tonight, it will cool off back to about 40 with some periods of light rain as a front moves through. And then a cool day tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 40s. That's it. But at least most of the day should be dry. Looks like a wet Friday, especially in the morning. But temperatures, once again, spiking up close to 60 degrees. And then the good news for Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny both days. Of course, Easter Sunday, temperatures on Saturday in the upper 40s, mid 50s on Sunday.
All right, Jim, sounds great. Well, we got some decent weather here and there, but we will talk to you in the morning once again.
Talk to you then.
All right, 8:46. We're going to take just another quick break here, be back with some more information about the Children's Advocacy Center and some other great things that they are doing in just a moment.
If you're thinking of going back to school or getting a GED, the Attleboro Public Library is the place to be on Thursday, March 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. The second annual Community Education Opportunities Fair will feature representatives from local colleges and universities. Representatives will offer information on certificate programs, continuing education, ESL classes, as well as associate and bachelor degree opportunities. For more information or to register, call the library at 508-222-0157.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back at this last final few moments with Michelle Laranger. The Children's Advocacy Center of Bristol County, they are located in Fall River. How can people get in touch with you, the phone number?
Absolutely. Anyone can call. We're open from 8:45 to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. They can reach us at 508-674-6111, and certainly through our website, cacofbc.org.
Things that you were talking about, the chicken wing eating contest, which is going to be coming up, that, you know, that it's going to be a lot of fun. As you said, May 7th over at Rachel's in Dartmouth is the Kentucky Derby Gala. But you're also going to be working within the next few weeks in nearby Norton as well.
That's correct. So again, April being Child Abuse Prevention Month and Sexual Assault Awareness. One of the other education and awareness initiatives that we have taken to, again, informed by many, many cases at the Children's Advocacy Center, and you can't help but open the paper and look at what kids and students in local middle school and high schools with the issue of digital technology, the issue of sexting and sending sexually explicit images. We feel like kids are uninformed and uneducated around the social implications as well as the law. If you're under the age of 18 and you take a sexually explicit image and hit send, you have disseminated child pornography. So we, while there is some that do it in naivete and some that do it with a little bit more malice, we know that, you know, I used to think that we had to educate high schoolers, and then I knew we needed to educate middle schoolers. But you hear stories of kids in elementary schools having cell phones. Yeah. It's very interesting to kind of continue to evaluate how early we have to be addressing cell phone usage, and really carrying a cell phone or a smartphone, as everyone has, is really walking around with a computer. Yeah. It is walking, you know, everyone's connected to the internet. So images. So we are bringing in a nationally renowned expert, Richard Geary, who is coming from the Institute for Responsible Online Communication, who's going to educate the students in Norton Middle School and High School on April 7th and 8th. And we're doing this due to the generosity in a grant from both Mansfield Bank and the Greater Taunton Attleboro United Way. So again, the partnership between the CAC, funding support, and Principal Megan Lafayette saw that we were doing this in North Attleboro last year and said, I really want that for my students. It's so, so, so important. You know, we've seen extreme cases of bullying over the use of Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, where students have actually taken their lives because of what's happening on social media. We will focus really in a global way around the laws, the social implications, not only of bullying, but, you know, the sending of sexually explicit images and an overall education for the students in Norton Middle School and High School. So we're really, really proud to being able to offer this for a second year in a row. Up here in the northern part of the county, we did this last year in the North Attleboro schools. We had held a parent education night that unfortunately wasn't overly well attended, but it was attended by Megan Lafayette, who said, this is really important information, and I want my students to hear it. And because I think parents are somewhat uninformed as well. But we have a better time reaching students, believe it or not. And so we've really focused our efforts in making sure that we can get to the hundreds and hundreds of kids in the middle school and high school in Norton this year.
Yeah, recently, within the last year or so, that you talked about sexting and stuff like that, especially up in this area, the woman from Plainville, I think it was.
That's correct.
I guess it was her alleged boyfriend, mm-hmm. With the, we won't get into all of it, supposedly, he was going to commit suicide and this and that. There's a lot of people out there that, I'm going to say they got problems. Yeah, there's problems. Everybody's got problems, but... when you talk about, something like this, with different child abuse and stuff like that, it is a problem, but it also can it be fixed?
One of the things that we like to focus on at the Children's Advocacy Center is not, there are so many means of social media and so many means of communication, tablets, cell phones, smartphones, computers, laptops. The messaging from Richard Geary and the Institute for Responsible Online Communication. So you can apply that concept of being responsible. And in our, we have a brochure that's a sexting brochure, mm-hmm. and our messaging is think before you hit send. And the messaging is, would you want your parents, an adult, someone who you need to respect, the law enforcement, before you hit send, think about whether, because you're never getting it back. Right. Once you hit send,
it's out there.
Once you hit enter, you are never getting that back. Mm-hmm. So whether it be on Twitter, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be a text, no matter what social media forum you're using, we're really trying to promote a message of responsibility. Be it, no matter what the messaging is, mm-hmm. a sexually explicit image or saying a mean thing to someone, encouraging them to do something that they shouldn't do, whatever the message is, if it's something that you'd want to take back later, then don't do it.
Mm. And kids, you're talking about child abuse, kids can do it to kids, and they think, oh, it's just, they're playing with each other, in schools or stuff like that, but some of these students, could be harassing their own students, and that's also a part of the child abuse as well.
Yeah, promoting responsibility. Yeah. Again, that messaging of responsibility and kindness. I don't think that the Children's Advocacy Center is going to be able to do away with that issue that's been longstanding of kids feeling invincible. Mm. But I do think we have a responsibility to address the issue so that they hear it again and again, and that they have many, many touch points of hearing that they need to be responsible in their use of technology, no matter whether it's a tablet, a cell phone, a computer, and promoting some of the extreme consequences that can happen if they're not responsible.
Yeah, you're talking about all this. It is prevention. It is teaching. That's why a lot of these you have these adults at the CAC. That deal with all of these issues. These people have been trained. Even if someone wanted to become a member of your staff, they've got to go through a lot of things. You got to go through Corey checks. Everybody goes through Corey checks these days and stuff like that. If someone is listening and they wanted to do something like that, they think they can go through. Does the Children's Advocacy Center do that?
So we have always had a volunteer and have the need for a volunteer pool for various, again, for our fundraising and our development department. We're always looking for folks that are interested in volunteering and supporting our mission in that way. We are also very connected to our local higher education institutions, Bridgewater State University, UMass Dartmouth, BCC. We do a lot of partnership with BCC in hosting students who are getting their associate's degree in either criminal justice or human services, or as part of their civic engagement program. There's a number of ways in which our local universities and colleges, and we're partnering with them for various internships. We feel, and I feel very, very strongly, that we need to be part of educating the emerging workforce. Mm-hmm. So folks can absolutely call us. We have a limited number, obviously, right, on any given year. But at times we've had three or four interns at the Children's Advocacy Center. So folks should feel free to call the agency and ask to speak to someone about an internship possibility. And we have, you know, as a full-time staff member with various positions, there's certain credentials that are required. Sure. So, but, you know, volunteerism and an internship is always a possibility at the Children's Advocacy Center.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this a couple of days ago, but volunteerism, you know, is the backbone of any different organization and company, which, I mean, that's why a lot of people during certain months of the year, is when they have volunteerism programs, they give these awards out to these people.
Absolutely.
But we're coming to a close in the next in a couple of minutes. First of all, I want to thank you for being down here. You do come down to the Attleboro every once in
all
a while.
All the time.
You'll be back down here next month in a couple of weeks, actually.
That's correct.
A little over a week. Next Friday, you'll be back here April 1st.
With Maya Dumas.
Last couple of minutes, Michelle, talk a little bit about, you know, promote once again what is coming up next Thursday night.
Sure. So just to recap some upcoming events that we'd love to invite the constituents of the greater Attleboro area and your listeners is next Thursday, March 31st at Whites of Westport, 6 o'clock. We're going to have the annual wing eating contest. Attleboro is participating. Come and cheer on Attleboro against the Taunton colleagues. And Mansfield also has a team that participates, so Mansfield could use some cheerleaders mm-hmm. as well. So that's March 31st, 6 o'clock at Whites of Westport. And then on Friday morning, we'll be at City Hall mm-hmm. at 9 o'clock with Mayor Dumas and our colleagues in Attleboro PD. And Mayor Dumas will be proclaiming April in Attleboro as Child Abuse Prevention, Sexual Assault Awareness, and helping us raise awareness to mm-hmm. the issue of protecting children and raising awareness to, encourage sexual assault victims to speak up and talk out. And then, of course, May 7th, our Race Against mm-hmm. Child Abuse Kentucky Derby Day yeah. Gala. There'll be more information on our website. It's not quite there just yet, but folks can call the agency at 508-674-6111. And speak with our director of development on how to obtain tickets or make a donation.
And for that event, they can wear their Kentucky Derby hats if they have them in there as well.
That's correct.
The Attleboro Fire Department, I didn't see them in it. They don't. It's just the police department
that,
in Attleboro, right?
For now, for this year, it's just our Attleboro police colleagues. But next year, Attleboro Fire Department will have an opportunity, and I have lots of faith that they will submit a team.
I'm sure they
will. Because it's such a great. It's a lot of fun, and I know that we have many more supporters out there.
All right, Michelle, thanks once again, and good luck with everything going on
at
the CAC.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. Paul Healy is coming your way in just a couple of moments. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. here on 1320.